Before we get into sports, we are joined by a special guest, a winner, if you will. Heather Bernarding is with us. Heather, thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And Heather is and her family were the finders of the, I keep wanting to say horseshoe, but it's a snowflake ornament this time of year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's find out a little bit about yourself. We were talking before we went on the air here that you're not originally from Northfield, but you've been here for a few years now.
Yeah.
Tell us your
story. We moved to Northfield 5 years ago for my husband's job, and we love it here. We have 7 kids, and we are a homeschooling family. I have 2 in college, and then the youngest is a 5-year-old at home, so we're really enjoying all the activity that goes on.
Wow, that is that's a big family.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the snowflake ornament. Okay. Have you been hunting for either the horseshoe or the snowflake since you've been to town?
We've only heard about the snowflake, and so we've participated in that all the years that we've been here, except the 1 year that the snowflake hunt wasn't happening. So we've always been looking. We've been close a couple of times. We were literally hands on the location, and my daughter was going to lift up that storm drain.
Uh-huh.
I think it was the last year at Tyler Park, and I said, no, don't touch that. It wouldn't be there. And sure enough, that's where it was. but this year, we were victorious.
All right. Now, how many members of your family are looking through that?
5 of the kids were with me yesterday when we were out.
Now, which 5?
That would be Rachel, Miriam, Owen, Ivy, and Camden.
All right. That's a pretty big family.
Yep.
Now, the last, we were talking yesterday morning, just before, on the air here, just before 8 o'clock, that we had received the clue and we announced it at 8.
Right.
Rich and I were talking that it's like, boy, somebody's going to find it.
Yes.
They'll probably find it before 9 o'clock. Yep. That final clue, clue number 3.
Yes.
Really, it seemed to kind of hit you over the head. What gave it to you?
It did, and it must have to many other people because the park was just swarmed with people. my 3 kids went ahead of me because I wasn't quite ready with the other 2, and they said, Mom, there's so many people, and they're covering so much ground, and nobody's finding it, and some people were starting to leave the park because they couldn't find it.
Wow.
So I think what did it for me was I was looking for a park. I knew it would be a park. I had Way Park in my mind. And then when that clue came out about the sisters and making it into a park, I quick typed it into Google, you know, and I thought, yes, they listed Way Park, and I read a bit of the history. And I'm like, we're coming. We're coming to help you.
We're going to rescue that ornament. Are you familiar much with Northfield history? Were there some clues earlier, either in clue 1 or 2, some things that you had picked up on?
Not really. I mean, I'm still learning a lot about the history, and this snowflake hunt really makes you kind of dig into things like that. So, but I know in the past we've used 3 links a lot, and I thought maybe there's something near 3 links because you have the chains and the clue and things like that. So that's the only thing that kind of tipped me off towards looking at a park in that direction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Once again, Heather Bernarding is with us. Her and Heather and her family were the finders of the snowflake ornament yesterday at about 9 o'clock or so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, which family member actually spotted the snowflake? And
that was me.
That was you.
The
all right.
Kids, we had spread out. Once I got there with the other kids, we just kind of spread out. I said, let's cover this ground again. And I looked in a couple places before I saw the little memorial at the bottom of the tree to Mrs. Langer and Miss Langer, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, that's too. There's nothing under there, but there was a little cover around the base of the tree, and I pulled it away. Sure enough, the ornament was tucked down in there and wired around the tree. I almost just couldn't believe it. I started shouting.
What about the kids? Did they start shouting as
well? Well, I was screaming, I found it, I found it, so all the other people would know. And the kids just come running across the park at me. They were so excited, too.
So the kids were scattered all about. Mm-hmm. You weren't grouped up. I guess that's a good way to attack the whole situation.
Yep, it worked.
Conquer and divide. All right, divide and conquer. That's how that works. So,
exactly.
So with that, you win $1,000 in chamber bucks.
Very cool.
You've got 7 kids. You got a full family. They all helped, or at least 5 of them did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we plan on dividing it. We're going to have a fun time with, you know, shopping in town, and I think that's fun because we could keep the money local and just enjoy all the shopping in Northfield.
All right. Have you picked up the 1,000 chamber bucks yet?
That'll be tonight at 6 o'clock in Bridge Square.
Oh, okay. So you get to go. You're going to be down here and maybe do some shopping tonight and spend a few of those chamber bucks. Maybe all of them. All right. Well, Heather, we also have the horseshoe hunt. We invite you, since now you've got the experience and you've got the street cred to kind of match. You can hunt for the horseshoe, too, during Defeat of Jesse James days. Congratulations. Your name will be on the Wall of Champions.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming and taking a few minutes and being with us. Much appreciated. Best of luck and have a good time with the family spending those chamber bucks.
Thank you.
All right. Heather Bernarding, once again, the finder of the snowflake ornament.